You know why I have called you here, do you not?
Mouth tight and hands daintily knit at her middle, Anna Roan measured every intake of air as she stared at the man who had fathered her. She had not returned to Wellhaven, but 30 minutes passed, and already he had summoned her.
I do, sir.
The very thought made her stomach coil.
Then we shall make this brief.
Rush Martin rose from his chair and rounded the large desk, the hazy afternoon sun casting forlorn shadows across the book-laden shelves.
Charles Worth has asked for your hand in marriage.
Rush shifted his mouth side to side, as if he chewed on the words he prepared to speak. Never once moving his gaze from hers, he brushed past all formalities or any fatherly sentiment.
I trust you have learned from your past mistakes.
He stopped only inches from her, not even the hint of a smile on his worn face. With a patronizing tap on her shoulder, he loomed over her, the afternoon meal on his breath, souring his words.
You have another opportunity before you. Do not disappoint me again.
Bleeding sincerity through her smile, Anna masked the hatred. He had not seen her in 3 years, and these were the first words he chose to speak. But then, why should such a thing surprise her?
Forgive me, Father, but I do not recall that I had done any wrong.
I did as you wished.
Only after much trouble.
The dark mahogany bookshelves and exotic trinkets that lined her father's study oozed an unwelcome aura that matched well the dry brown of Rush's eyes. He dropped his hand from her shoulder, that familiar rise of disgust clouding his features.
Do not feign ignorance. Enough shame has come upon this family in the past 10 years, because of you and your brother. I will not have any more of your actions further tarnish our reputation.
A sharp laugh burst from her lips, but she could produce no words. He would imprison her again, would he?
She would not submit. Not this time.
But the means of escape, the way in which her heart's desire would be granted, had yet to enlighten her mind.
Lord, I pray thee, show me a way.
Only his lips moved while the rest of his face remained vacant when he answered.
I expect a Martin to know their place. It seems you have never known yours.
Perhaps I was simply discontent with my allotment. Or should I say, my assignment. She stared at him, but she didn't see him. Instead, that night, so many memories ago, consumed her vision and crashed upon her like a mountainside of earth. Cool air rushing past, ribbons of moonlight, budding hope, the heaving breath of her mount as she raced to freedom. A shock of fear and a sudden prison of knowing what might have been and would never be when her flight was discovered and thwarted. She snapped from the past and lifted her chin. What father, truly caring for his daughter, would subject her to a marriage devoid of all that would provide the necessities of life? And I, no more than a child.
You are 16. Hardly a child. And after 10 years of marriage, you ought to know how fortunate you are. Even in death, your husband thought of your welfare, just as I always did, though you choose not to believe it.
Voice booming like a crash of thunder, Rush gestured to the door.
Edwin Roan gave you everything you could ever desire. Every necessity he provided.
I, Anna answered, as calm as if they discussed gardens over afternoon tea. Physical necessities, to be sure, but not love. Not caring and devotion and companionship. Not kindness and sincerity. Not those necessities that a happy marriage would give to both husband and wife. Slowly, her grasp of composure began to slip, her tone pitching upward.
I was his ornament. Someone to hold his arm at parties and converse with across the dining table.
Volume rising, courage spinning, Anna met him gaze for gaze.
Do I not have a say in my future? Can I not craft my own destiny? Samuel advised against such a marriage then, as I am sure he would advise against it now.